Good morning, friends. Good morning. My thought for today is found in Luke 2:44. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. To suppose something means that an assumption is made. This assumption may or may not be correct. Quite often it is not. Listen, suppose that Christ had not been born, that faraway Judean mourn. Suppose that God, whose mighty hand created worlds, had never planned a way for man to be redeemed. Suppose the wise men only dreamed that guiding star, whose light still glows down through the centuries. Suppose Christ never walked here in men's sight, our blessed way, the truth and light. Suppose he counted all the costs and never cared that we were lost, and never died for you and me, nor shed his blood on Calvary upon a shameful cross. Suppose that having died he never rose, and there was none with power to save our souls from darkness and the grave. Another year, another year, another year has sped its flight on silent wing, and all that marked its brief career has passed from mortal reckoning. Lord, for thy grace and patient love, unwearied still and still the same, for all our hopes of joy above, we laud and bless thy holy name. Still bear with us and bless us still, and while in this dark world we stay, oh, let us love thy sacred will. Oh, let us keep thy narrow way. So, when the rolling stream of time hath opened to a boundless sea, loud will we raise that song divine, all praise and glory be to thee. Now, let us look at this supposing a little more closely. Joseph and Mary and Jesus were in the presence of kinsfolk and relatives. That was nothing new. Perhaps Jesus had been absent from them before a while with relatives. And here, they had all been to Jerusalem, so when they didn't find Jesus, they supposed that he was with the relatives. Excuse me. But how wrong they were. Assumptions are sometimes right and many times wrong. After being given the key to my sister's flower shop some years ago, I went by early in the morning to pick up some flowers. I was desperately trying to unlock the door when a man came by and put his key into the lock. Immediately the door swung open, but how astonished, surprised, and embarrassed I was to find that I was in the cleaning and pressing shop next door to the flower shop. I supposed I was at the right door, but I was wrong. How nice that the manager accepted my apologies. Then think how Joseph and Mary felt when they could not find Jesus among the relatives. He was not in the logical place where they thought he was, but back in the temple about his father's business. This supposing can get one into much trouble. There was one man, a jailer, who almost killed himself because his supposition was wrong. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we're all here." Acts 16:25-28. God was working, and the jailer must have felt a certain amount of guilt from the way the prisoners had been beaten and were being treated. So he just decided to rid himself of any further complications and guilt. He was in too big of a hurry, but Paul called to him and showed him a better way, the way of salvation, which he gladly accepted. Sometimes to be mistaken brings bitter tears and heartaches, but the truth will enlighten one to a better way. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. John 20:15. What real joy came when Mary discovered that Jesus was alive and speaking to her. Her fears turned into joy. It is easy to look at others who suffer adversity and suppose that they're being rewarded for their sins. This may give one a false sense of security. Listen. And Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose ye that the Galileans, that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things. I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Luke 13:2-5. In so many words, Jesus was saying, you think these folks were the greatest of sinners, but that is not the case. Everyone is called to repent, or they will perish. In Ecclesiastes 8:11, we find these words. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. One can be lulled into a false sense of security because they suppose things are not what they really are. During the holiday season, great emphasis is placed on the verse, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Sometimes that even gets turned around to say, Peace on earth to men of goodwill. But that's not what the scriptures say. It says, On earth peace, goodwill toward men. God has goodwill toward all men. But men are in a state of hostility with heaven and with each other. The carnal mind is enmity against God. He who sins wars against his maker. Then, when men become reconciled to God through the death of his Son, they love one another. They have peace with God, peace in their own consciences, and peace with their neighbors. Goodwill dwells among them, speaks in them, and works by them. But listen to what Jesus himself said concerning peace. Suppose ye that I am come to bring peace on earth, I tell you, nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house, divided three against two, and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Luke 12:51-53. He whom we love the most is he whom we study most to please, and whose will and interest we prefer in all cases. If in order to please a father or mother who are opposed to vital godliness, we abandon God's ordinances and followers, we are unworthy of God's favor. How many mothers are their daughter's enemy when she engages her to comply with the ways and customs of the world rather than the teachings of the Scriptures? Jesus said, Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Upon one occasion, when Paul was a prisoner aboard ship, the sailors supposed they were going to have good weather for sailing. But did they? No, just the opposite. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete, Acts 27:13. But they only passed through a brief lull before the storm which wrecked their ship because they supposed and went out to sea. Another time, the wicked Jews who stoned Paul supposed that he was dead. Listen, and there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead, Acts 14:19. But I believe that in the meantime, Paul was getting a glimpse of paradise, which strengthened his faith. Here is his own testimony. "And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter." 2 Corinthians 12:3-4. "The apostle saw things which were too much for him to speak." This must have been an encouragement to him as long as he lived. He knew whom he had believed, and it was more than supposing. On the day of Pentecost, great multitudes were mistaken, as we see in Acts 2:15. "For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day." Jesus spoke of some laborers who supposed they were going to be paid a greater amount than what they had bargained for. This was not the case. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny, Matthew 20:10. But to finish this off with a scripture in 1 Timothy 6:5, listen to this one where Paul spoke of those who thought or supposed that earthly gain was godliness. "Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself," 1 Timothy 6:5. So just because one prospers, be assured that there is no reason for one to suppose that God is pleased with his life. Our Father, another new year is before us, a road which we've never traveled before. So we ask for grace and wisdom to travel it with the blessings of the Lord. Bless each listener, and may the year of 1981 be the best year of their lives. Keep us in the will of the Lord, whatever the cost, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. His unfailing presence, another year I enter, and its history unknown. Oh, how my feet would tremble to tread its paths alone. But I have heard a whisper, I know I shall be blessed. My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. What will the new year bring me? I may not, must not know. Will it be love and rapture, or loneliness and woe? Hush, hush, I hear his whisper, I surely shall be blessed. My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.